Wow. Can you believe it? It's the finale episode of Failure Art Party Season 1. 3 months late. I am so sorry about this to my listeners. What happened was I moved from Corpus Christi, Texas to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and that delayed me a little bit, along with just general life things. But I am back for the final episode of season one, but then prepare yourselves for season two to start shortly. I hope you really enjoy this episode. We did a really fun project, and it's has a little dog, my little dog Artie, whining in the background. So there's some nice background noise with that. And a little bit of some choppy editing. But what I really like is that this episode, I highlight a failure artist. So that's something I'm going to start doing a little bit more. So hope you enjoy that. All right. Enjoy the show.
Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. And at the party, Marissa likes a failure.
Welcome to Failure Art Party. I'm Marissa Habashi, and this is our finale episode. Woo! Yay! Woo! Thank you for joining me today. So before I introduce my guests, just a quick recap. What is Failure Art Party? Failure Art Party is a podcast where we try different artistic projects. Knowing that we're going to fail, sometimes trying to fail on purpose, and or celebrating our imperfections. So today I have two new people who have joined me for my final episode of the season, of just the season, and we have Dana and Michael.
Soon to be fan favorites.
Oh my gosh! Well, let's see how the episode goes.
Right? Maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
This could be my biggest failure yet.
So, Dana works with me, and Michael is Dana's boyfriend. And I'm so sorry, I'm just talking for you guys.
No, you're doing great.
Go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit.
I'm Dana. I work with Marissa, and this is my boyfriend, Michael.
Okay, exactly. So, you guys are my second couple that I've hosted. Well, I guess I've had a partner on this podcast, but it's always fun to get like a couple and like kind of, you might hear some background noise. Our dogs are locked in the bathroom. So if you hear any scratches, everything's okay. Oh, and you might hear a yelp as well. But anyway, let's continue on. So, I like having couples on this podcast just because it's kind of fun to put them in the situation where they're doing a project, and then you get to kind of see those couple dynamics. Not that I want you guys to bicker or anything, just it's kind of funny, I think, to have those girlfriend-boyfriend dynamics.
Yeah.
Not that you guys have to have drama. Not that I'm not about that. All right. So let me get started with some questions. Okay, and I'm going to start with you, Dana.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself artistic?
I do. Like I was telling you earlier, my minor is in multidisciplinary studies, and so I got to pick a bunch of different classes, and I did like a clay studio, I did a studio art class, but I've always grown up. My mom was very artistic and creative and crafty. I grew up with what we call the Holy Trinity, Michael's, Hobby Lobby, and Joanne's.
That's fun. Never heard that before. Okay. That's funny, though.
I did a lot of pencil drawing, graphite, and I've been in some shows in high school and stuff, so not anything recently, but...
Yeah. So do you keep art alive in your life?
I want to. I have a whole room in my house dedicated to craft. Like, I have a whole box that I brought just of craft supplies. I don't flex that muscle as much as I want to.
Yeah.
But I always have something going. Like, we recently tried to do some polymer clay. We've done the art pouring. We've done some alcohol ink stuff. I crochet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I think that I've also been in the same boat as well, where I want to keep art alive in my life, but not, I don't think I've dabbled in a variety as you have. It's just strictly been painting. But big part for me is always worried about making it perfect, which is, I think, a reason why I started this podcast. So when I think about making it perfect, I don't even try. So that's why this is all about failing.
Well, like,
at least I'm doing it.
Yeah. Like, when you asked me if I would come on this, and you said, oh, are you, how do you feel about failure? I'm like, oh, we're well acquainted. Don't worry.
We're good friends.
Yeah. Best friends. You hang out on the weekend. I got you. Okay, Michael, what about you? Do you consider yourself artistic?
I do. I don't think it goes as in-depth as Dana, but yeah, I mean, I was telling Dana actually on the way up here that in high school, you know, I'm from a small little town, so we didn't get nearly the opportunities, or and I didn't really go for it that much. But for one of my art classes, like, we dealt with, like, clay and stuff like that, and made some bowls and coffee mugs, and that was a lot of fun. And but I think, or I consider myself artistic. I just, it's hard to, like y'all said, kind of keep it alive, keep it going. But yeah. But, you know, it's I find little times here and there to draw or paint or anything. Even, like, a lot of my notes from college have a lot of, like, drawings in there, just because.
Oh, like a doodle.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, honestly, I would never write notes. I would just always draw in my notebook, but I was able to pay attention while I'm drawing and stuff. So I don't know. I've always,
I think research has shown that that does help with your comprehension, doodling, right? Am I right?
Yes. there's this thing in occupational therapy, I'm sure, and other things too, called flow.
Okay.
And it kind of comes from art and creativity, and where you're in that right amount of being focused enough that you're paying attention to what you're doing, but that it just also comes effortlessly at the same time. Mm-hmm. So you're in that flow where you can just kind of keep going. I don't really know how to describe it.
I said Dana worked with me, but she's an occupational therapist, not a speech therapist. And I had one other occupational therapist, and that was Tina. So I love my occupational therapist. And I would probably incorporate more craftsiness. That craftsy. Is that, did I say that correctly?
Yes, that's the technical term. Okay.
Yes. Into their work than a speech therapist, probably.
Actually, Michael is going through OT school right now, and as part of my curriculum, we had an actual, basically a craft class. It was using art and media for occupation. And we did. Leather working, we did clay, we did, I did tile mosaics and, like, different things like that. So, awesome. And then we had to do an activity analysis of it and, like, how is this working on what skills?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I have a question for Michael.
Yes, please. Okay.
Do you consider me artistic?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Like, I mean, like she said, she has a whole room dedicated to art, so you know, I've gone through there and looked at a lot of her stuff, and it's actually, like,
but you've actually looked at my artwork.
Yeah, like, it's really good. Like, it not in a bad way, but I was, like, surprised to see, like,
okay, nice. Yeah,
like, I mean, details, like, you have some, like, portraits and stuff, and for me that's always been very difficult, is, like, drawing faces or hands and stuff, and getting, like, the little detail, making sure it's proportional and stuff like that. And with the art that I've seen in your, like, notebooks and stuff, like, it's, yeah, you're definitely an artist for sure.
Thank you.
Aw, that is sweet. Dana, is that the response you were hoping for?
It's better than I was expecting.
You may not always finish your art project, but you are artistic.
Thank you. I forgot to mention one of my greatest accomplishments. I was voted most artistic in high school. So.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
That's
so,
awesome.
Wow. So you might actually lose today's competition, which we'll focus on who's the best failure. Which leads me to my next question, and I'll start again with Dana. What, share an artistic failure that you've had.
It's a failure in progress. I started a temperature blanket in crochet. And so for every day's high temperature, I do a different color of yarn for that row. So for every 5 degrees, it's one color. So I have like 10 different colors. So if it's between 95 and 100 degrees, I use like pink. And then the next day, if it's between 101 and 106, I use a different color. And so you're supposed to do it for every day for a year.
So I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but just so I understand, the blanket isn't changing temperatures. This is, the colors are dependent on the temperature that is outside?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Oh, okay. Some people do the high, some people do the low, some people do different things. But I did the high. I started it in 2020.
Yeah.
And I'm still on July 2020, so.
Okay.
Didn't quite get
still
there.
Some coaching
I can't
up.
Judge. I really can't judge. I know what it's like to start something, but then it's still like, in your head, like, oh, yeah, I got to finish that. It was like a year ago, and you're just thinking about, oh, yeah, that project. Yeah.
I thought it would be a good, like, okay, you can just do one row every day, something to stick with, but I should have known myself better.
You were good for a while, but, yeah, eventually just kind of.
I ended up doing, like, 3 or 4 rows to catch up, and then it's still going. I can still finish it, so I just didn't get it done in the year.
I think a lot of people started artistic projects in 2020. I don't know why. Just kidding.
I will say my biggest frustration, origami. I just cannot figure it out. Yeah. Can't do it.
Yeah. We did a little bit of origami, and it was very difficult. My sister taught. Yeah, that was hard. Okay, Michael. Artistic failure.
So we actually talked about this earlier. Dana and I tried following a Bob Ross painting and
love him
so much harder than it seems on whenever he's doing it on TV. Like, okay, you just do this, get this color. I mean, seems so simple, like seems amazing. And then you try it and it is so much harder. We paused 15 times for 20 minutes. And, so anyways, like, we finished them. They turned out okay. I mean, it was like the first time I've ever really tried something like that.
Tell them what it was of.
It was just like a seascape type thing. Waves kind of crashing. And
I saw it. I thought it was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did. Both of your guys' was good.
It was, like I said, it was definitely tough. So I took it home and my mom enjoyed it and she hung it up. Like right away, and I looked at it, and she actually hung it up upside down. So I don't want to be rude or anything. So I just, without her looking, I put it right side up. Oh. But yeah.
Oh,
so,
you changed it.
Yeah, I once I saw it, I changed it. But she originally put it upside down.
That's really good, and it's really sweet, and it's kind of like, oh, mom.
Yeah.
It's nice. And I did see your picture. I will say, your water looked like water, but...
Thank you.
But that's art, right? It's just how the viewer perceives it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody has a different perception.
Yeah. For sure.
I've had lots of artistic failures. The majority of them have been through this podcast. Just, you know, since everyone's sharing their failures, I feel like one of my failures is this art class I took in Atlanta like years ago, and it was through Michael's, and the art teacher was really rigid and really particular that we do it the exact way that she did it, which I don't feel is in the spirit of art very much.
Right.
But
So, like, I feel like things were going well in my painting, and then she would just come over, and she would kind of hover and be like, no, like, add this, like, do this. And so then you see, like, I'll show you guys, like, I'll get a painting like this with, like, trees where it's, like, there's a shadow, but the shadow is the same thickness as the water. So it doesn't look natural. This looks like one, possibly, I'd say maybe fifth grade. but it ended up, I was doing all these landscapes and, like, all these weird things kept happening. But I think my failure was listening to my teacher. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but she was a very interesting teacher. And I, like, liked my painting. And then she just kind of get in my head and ruin it a little bit. So don't always listen to your teachers.
I think that's the hard part as an artist is knowing when to stop and when you're happy with something. Because a lot of artists, like, are never happy
with it.
And then when you are, and then someone be like, oh, no.
Yeah. Right. I know. That is, I think, I probably a lot of people have had that experience in art class, right? Where you're doing a painting and then you're happy with it or whatever. You're doing a project, you're happy with it. And then the teacher or somebody makes a comment. Oh man, maybe it's not as good as I thought. So don't listen to the haters. Listen to your heart.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. Okay, my last question. Again, Dana, what do you think of the trend of artists putting how they make their different projects like up on the internet, like on YouTube or TikTok or something like that?
I like it. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I think it just helps build creativity and inspires other people. And I really like how it just builds a community of people trying new things and trying to create. And maybe when you get into like, oh, I copied this picture and then I'm selling it at the farmer's market, maybe there's some intellectual property issues there. But overall, I think it's really great that you can share your skills and your knowledge with somebody else.
Uh-huh. Yes. What about you, Michael?
I like it. I think it's a great idea, especially, you know, if you're kind of just starting out. It gives you a good kind of guide, I guess, just to kind of a good way to approach it. Or, you know, you might see something and think, okay, maybe I might try it a little different or try your own approach. But I feel like it's a good way for like beginners or I mean, it doesn't even have to be beginners, but you know, if you're just kind of getting into it, a good way to kind of learn the ins and outs and just kind of get used to it a little more. So yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I agree with both of you guys, but I will say I feel like it makes things look easier than they are, but I do like that it helps people do different projects. Sometimes, you know, they speed up the video and it makes the project look way easier. And so again, that's why I like to do this project, because there's a lot of steps that those videos don't necessarily show, but they make it look so easy.
And even if they're like a professional, like I was saying with that Bob Ross, I mean, he makes it look so easy and so effortless on TV, but once you actually try it, I mean, it's mixing the colors, trying to get the right color, putting it in like in the right spot, making a tree look like a tree. Isn't as hard as just put unless you're used to it, unless you're like a professional. It's hard.
So I guess you kind of get a little respect for the pros a little bit. Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's right. That's
for sure.
Okay.
I think art and creativity are like any other skill or muscle. Like, you have to use it to get better at it. You have to practice it. You can get it stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. Even like you said, creativity, which it's kind of being like being artistic, but they're different a little bit. But yeah, even creativity is something you practice.
Yeah.
Some people think you're just naturally creative, but it's a skill you can work on. Okay. So today we are going to be doing a fail-off. What is a fail-off? A fail-off is a competition to see who can fail the hardest. It's like a reverse competition where you're trying to win, but in this one, you're trying to fail. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think that that's going to be really, really hard. I think probably everybody here is going to secretly want to make something that they could potentially hang up on their wall.
right? That's always what I'm going for.
Right. Because then it's like, what did we spend money on? What do we spend our time on? Other than being called the biggest failure.
It's about the journey, right?
Right, exactly. It's about the journey. So we each have a canvas in front of us. We are going to be doing some acrylic painting, and I don't actually know the specific term for the technique that we're doing, but a lot of it on YouTube is like called acrylic painting for beginners, and it's where you just put dabs of different color paint on your canvas, and then you just like brush the dabs into each other, and then, I don't know, a painting magically appears at some point.
Yeah.
And so we each have our own picture that we're going to do, and then at the end, we're going to share our results. But of course, as always, we're going to talk through our process, because we want you guys to know what's involved. It's not just the video where you see the final product. You got to figure out the paint and your brushes and your supplies, and there's we're going to just full of mistakes. So anyway, okay. So actually, Dana, if you don't mind, I'd like to see what painting you're going to do.
Okay. Well, first things first, I don't have the right supplies.
Good, we're already off to a good start.
So I only have my, I only have my acrylics from when I did my acrylic paint pouring, which is not the same acrylic for, it's different consistency.
Yeah, oh, it's more like flowy.
Yes, it's the like craft acrylic versus the artist acrylic.
Okay.
And I did not go get the colors that I needed either, so I may have to mix and...
Okay, guys.
We'll just see.
Dana's off to a good start. She's got a head start.
She's in the lead.
Michael, you want to go ahead?
Michael, yes.
It's kind of simple. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like... three colors, white, black, and red.
Yeah.
But I kind of like those kind
Describe
of pictures.
Describe it. So it's a...
So it looks like a little couple kind of walking through the woods, and it's snowing, and...
I thought it was raining. Is it snowing?
Yeah, it looks like it's...
Oh, no, you're right. Little... It's snowing. No, it's... Or it's kind of the snow has melted a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There's some type of precipitation. Some kind of,
yeah, there's something falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've always liked those kind of simple pictures, but I don't know. Kind of seems like they say a lot without saying a lot, if
yes,
that makes sense.
No, sometimes less is more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dana.
All right, I'm going to try this. They called it a lake, but to me it's very beachy because it's got the palm fronds at the top. I don't want to put in this grassy part, and I don't want to put in those ducks. So,
okay,
and I don't have the right color, so...
Well, so it'll be a little different than this.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to put in the tree leaves?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might do a little sand instead of the green grass.
So you're adding some artistic license.
Yes.
Okay. I think, Dana, I'm excited. I'm excited.
That's the next one of us.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be doing a forest scene. Like that.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so hopefully this will replace the crappy tree painting that I currently have where there's like, maybe I should put that crappy tree painting on Instagram just so you can put like a side-by-side. So hopefully this one will turn out better, or hopefully not, so I can be the biggest failure. So, okay, so first we are going to... Oh, and can I just say, like, watching these videos is very mesmerizing. It's kind of addictive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like watching, like, a pimple being popped or something, you know?
Yeah. I like to watch the power washing.
Oh,
pressure
really?
Washing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and see all the dirt go away. That is kind of satisfying. Yeah. The first step in this process is we're going to be just putting on our dabs of paint. And now something I don't have all the colors that... they kind of asked for, so I'm gonna have to like mix and make my own color as well, Dana. All right, do you have to mix any colors, Michael?
I don't think
he doesn't even know if he has the right paint.
Yep,
he didn't have anything. This is all on me, so
I could be the biggest failure here. So
okay,
only time will tell.
Okay, what do you need? You need black,
red, black, and white.
Black,
thank you.
I've got silver.
Okay, I'll take it.
I've got white. Oh, gloss white. Oh, wait, this is the mixing medium. That's not even.
Thank you.
Okay.
And red.
Well, got it. Do you want rogue red? Oh, cherry red or regular red?
Regular.
Yeah. I thought about doing the same one as Michael, and instead of doing the red umbrella, doing like a teal umbrella.
Oh.
But you said to do different ones.
So. I did. I ruined it. Sometimes I just have these rules. I gotta follow them.
And I'm a rule follower, so I gotta do it.
I'm the rule breaker.
Mm-hmm. Do I just mix as I go? Are you...
So do you want to share this? I can have this space
no,
if you want.
No, that's fine. I almost brought one of my mini palettes, but I'm like, nah.
I'm nervous. I don't know how big of a dot to put.
That's a good, yeah, like how big should our dots be?
Right.
And my canvas is way bigger.
Oh, Dane also has a giant
canvas. Should I go good landscape luck. Or portrait?
Ooh.
I'm usually a portrait girl, but.
Ooh. Might go landscape.
No, landscape. Okay. I gotta fail.
Can I just say the thing about color mixing is like, if you get like a really strong color, like a red, and then yellow is so weak. You know, you have to put a bunch of yellow in
for it to do anything. You mostly do oil painting, is that right?
No, I used to do oil painting in like high school. Then like was like, oh, I don't have time for this. Went to acrylic, and then now I'm back to oil.
What do you prefer?
Depends. You know, am I going for? Okay, I like the blending for oils. The colors are brighter and they're more brilliant, and like you can see that painting right there, like it's really easy to blend that sunset. But acrylics don't take forever to dry, and so that's nice, and so if I mess up I can just wait a little bit and paint over it.
Yeah.
The oil you have to wait a little bit more.
So I am not much of a painter. Our Bob Ross was our first endeavor into oil. And then we did the acrylic paint pouring like you guys did. But I have not painted with acrylics, so.
So this is your first time. Oh. Hopefully not your last.
It's never stopped me before.
So. Right.
I've already messed up.
Oops.
Okay.
They've taped it off down here and I already didn't do that and I'm way too low.
Okay, Dana's
got a strong lead.
Or is Dana the most, maybe she sees her faults right away. Maybe that's what it is.
It's definitely a lack of planning. Marissa, you don't have any paint on yours.
I don't.
I guess you're in the lead.
Right. Currently winning by not even starting.
I think I'm going to start brushing.
Go for it. Okay, let's see.
Scared. Oh, no. Psych.
All right, so he starts with white. It's like dot line, zigzag, dab, dab. And I would say my yellow paint is super clumpy.
Yeah, maybe I should have watched the video.
Regrets.
Yeah.
All right, rewind. Oh, they didn't put one in the middle. Oops. I did too many dots.
Too, like a butt ton too many or just a few too many?
A whole row too many.
Oh, but see, I really think you can have, there's a lot of like freedom because you're just like mashing it all together, right?
Yeah. I'm really concerned. All right, here it goes.
Okay. Power through, Dana.
Okay.
It's the sound of artwork.
Yeah, he's starting off with lines. I don't have a single line in my painting.
Wait, what?
This...
Okay, I don't know if we got this on the episode, but Michael didn't watch his video before starting.
Yeah.
So
I saw the picture, thought that's easy. Now I'm regretting it.
Okay, so sometimes cockiness leads to our biggest failures.
Misjudge this one.
Watches is still gonna come out the best. I guess we're just spreading it out. Is that the thought?
Honestly, Dana, I like it so far.
Done.
Done. Call it modern art and be done.
Okay, maybe I didn't get enough paint now. Now I don't know. Oh,
paper towels?
Yes.
Oh, do you need a cup for water?
I don't know. And I didn't listen. Like, I watched the videos on mute. I didn't listen to them. So if they gave any tips about, like, wipe your paintbrush or...
You are completely unaware.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Another thing to say about those videos. You know, where's the cups of water? Where's the dirty brushes? You know?
And I was, like, trying to pay attention. I'm like, okay, are they wiping their brushes off? How much of this are they carrying over?
I agree. That was hard to figure out. Do you think that's the intention of the artist is to so other people will copy, or do you think they're just showing off?
That's a good question.
Yes?
Both?
That's a good question.
Because I was wondering, like, these are kind of structured like tutorials, but they're kind of not, you know?
Maybe just, like, providing kind of like what I was saying earlier, just some guidelines, maybe some tips and tricks for maybe similar projects.
But you didn't even watch the video, so you don't know what they did.
I'm completely unbiased.
Okay. I don't know. I think there probably is definitely an element of look at my skill level.
Sure. You know, who doesn't put anything on YouTube for those sweet, sweet comments, you know? Like, wow, wish I could be you.
I mean, there's a reason we're doing this in an audio medium and not visual.
So true. And we'll see how that, you know, next season, if I make it to a visual, if I can figure out video editing. Oh, what a pain in the rear.
Just hire some, like... 10-year-old to help you.
I was like, yeah, somebody who doesn't care about, like, a wage. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I probably should have primed my canvas.
Oh, yeah, we talked about priming and we said, nah.
Yeah.
Not about
They didn't show that in the video. So, but who knows, they probably started with the primed
canvas. They might have said, start with the primed canvas. Mm-hmm.
Also, I wonder, like, how much the placement of these dots really matter. I mean, you're blending the paint so much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You brought foil, too.
Yeah. I did bring foil.
I might use
You're already ready for the foil?
Well, yeah, that's his next step.
Okay.
Oops. Thank you kindly.
Okay. It's heavy duty.
So why do you have the heavy duty, the heavy duty foil and not regular foil?
Because we were cooking on the charcoal grill, and so that's specifically what this pit master's choice is for.
I got you. So. Okay.
And I wasn't about to go out and buy more.
I don't know how this painter got just a dollop. These dots are just, like, falling all over the place. They look like unhealthy dog poops, you know? Which, if you have a dog, you know all about. Okay, Michael, tell us what you're doing right now.
I am kind of unsure. I crumbled up some foil paper to kind of give some texture to the painting.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how necessary it is.
Because you didn't watch the video?
Because I did not watch the video.
Okay.
So, I mean, it actually seems to be...
working out pretty
well? Yeah, okay. A good little effect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. So, Michael and I use the same person on YouTube, Jay Lee Paintings. He does a lot of these. His paintings are pretty textured. Do you know the name of the person you copied, Dana?
Chloe Art.
Chloe Art.
Do you have to use foil in yours?
No. I don't have to, but I can.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Better than, Watch out, Michael. I'm gunning for you.
All right.
Not you, Marissa.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Girl power. I did just wash my brush like a stupid winner. Trying to do it right.
Got that winner mentality.
I guess. What's going on, Dana?
I'm blending it and... there's one little area that I want to fix, but I'm afraid if I try and fix it, I'm going to make it worse.
Hmm. That's a common issue, right? With a painting or any art project?
Yes. Are you familiar? I don't know what exactly what culture this belief comes from. Ooh, but cool. Where they do their like crochet or their textile weaving, where uh-huh. you intentionally weave in a mistake so that, because they feel like part of your soul is in your what you create. So if you make a mistake, then your soul can get out.
Are you for real?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know about that. Oh my gosh.
So every time I make a mistake, I'm like, that's on purpose. So my soul can be free. Uh-huh.
It's like they were doing their own failure art party.
Right?
Wow. I gotta figure this out. Okay. I'm gonna find out about it.
I mean, someone could probably search for it. Fact check me.
No. It's not a fact-based podcast.
I got a problem.
What's your problem?
I do not have enough space on my canvas.
Oh.
I have way too much sky.
Uh-huh.
And not enough room for
the grass.
The lake.
Or the lake?
Yeah, I'm not putting that grass in.
Okay, now.
What if you like grass? What if you like angle the lake?
But this is my sunset.
Oh.
If I angle the lake, it will not be on the horizon. I'll be floating.
Yeah. Which will be cool. Happy accidents.
We're not supposed to try to fail.
What? Debatable.
Oh, okay. I know. More wine, please.
And more wine, yeah. Well, now it's just tequila.
Okay. Well, here we go. It's time to party for real.
No complaints on this end.
Like, take a look at this. Like, I paused it. It's just like one blobby mess. Like, how can it matter the shape of the dots
right?
you put on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because some are squiggles and some are dots. Yeah.
Yeah. Really, Jay Lee? We're just trying to be fancy. Like, look, I had this whole plan where if I do a squiggle here and a dot here.
It's not a paint by number.
I know, yeah. Did we do a cultural fail just now? Okay. Well, that's what editing's for.
Let me actually fact check this real quick. Oh, it's a he.
Okay.
Jay Lee, he paints beautiful world on the canvas and share videos for you and everyone.
Oh, okay. So we were correct.
Yeah, sorry. That was on me.
No, that's all right. It's good to check your pronouns. Check your gender. Okay. All right. Should I go wash my brush again?
I don't know when they do or don't.
I think he did. There was a little fade in, fade out.
Yeah.
I think he used that time to go and wash his brush off.
Because they do a lot of just building on the paint.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I do mix in my yellow here, it's going to mess up.
Yeah,
dark to light.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay.
Could be an issue.
I would go for it.
Oh. See, Dana's adventurous, you know, but I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Gemini. Okay. So Michael is already onto his tree branches.
Whoa!
I wait for no one.
What's your astrological sign?
I am a Leo.
Typical Leo.
Typical.
Is it bad to put like paint down just garbage disposal?
Acrylic is water soluble,
yes.
Right? So we're fine.
Yeah, ish. I mean, yeah, we're fine.
Ish, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, some carbon.
I know, right? No, it's one of those things you just kind of move out quietly and nobody knows. <what it is. laughs>
Michael, what was your favorite craft that we have done together, or art thing that we've done together? Because we've done quite a few. Our own private failure art party.
Oh, yeah. Call us for a private event. <Right. laughs>
I like the acrylic pouring. Even though we haven't really messed with the clay medium too much, I really like that. I've always wanted to sculpt. I think it's really interesting. And I've always really admired those huge marble sculptures of, you know, David. Those are really interesting. So, you know, we bought...
off-brand Dana,
but
yeah.
Yeah, just some cheap clay, just to, you know, kind
what
of...
What do you call it? Sculpey?
Yeah. The modeling clay, the polymer clay.
Okay.
And just to see if, you know, what we felt about it, if we even wanted to kind of keep going with it. And, mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't use it too much, but the little that we did, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it
was, so do you feel like you like more hands? Okay, how do I say it? You like more working with your hands than like needing like a tool, like a brush or something?
I mean, I think more so it's like kind of the 3D aspect.
Okay.
After I graduated from A&M here, my mom took me to Vegas and we went to this little art museum.
Aww.
And this
Vegas has an art museum.
Yeah, right.
Who knew? Okay.
But yeah, they had this really, really cool, and I've always wanted to kind of recreate something similar, but it was like a picture frame, but there was like a sculpture kind of hanging out of the picture frame, like it was a person,
like a relief type thing,
kind of. Yeah. So okay. So like the sculpture was a person sitting in the picture frame, so their leg mm-hmm. was kind of hanging out of the picture frame.
Uh-huh.
And they were kind of like huddled or balled up in the picture frame, but it was like, it was so cool to see. Like, I'd never seen anything like that. Like, you know, see a sculpture or a painting, but you never really see them both combined.
So a mix of 2D and 3D?
Yeah, like, I think, of course, I love drawing and painting and stuff, but I think the 3D aspect of sculpting...
You sound very inspired.
I like it. I just, I wish...
Screw OT School.
But,
I'm kidding. Pay the bills.
But yeah, eventually I would like to get a little more into sculpting.
Hmm. I will say that's one, I've taken a few pottery classes, that's one I don't feel like competent at all in. Definitely deserves an episode to do some 3D work, but that's one I've always felt like very unnatural.
Really?
Trying to do. Yeah.
I don't think what I do is that great, but it's, I don't know, like the process of trying to get... It's like everyone says, it's the journey, not necessarily the just destination.
No.
With the exception of our modeling clay, like working in other clay, like throwing on a wheel or sculpting, that I like to do it. Just the process of it is fun, especially throwing on a wheel. I don't think I'm particularly good, and a lot of my stuff ended up just being... demolished because it wasn't worth anything, but I enjoy doing it just for the art of making it.
Can you hand me the foil? Anybody?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm. All right, it's time to make this ball. All
right. All right.
So yeah, we are using the extra heavy doo-doo. Oh my gosh, why do I just keep saying heavy doo-doo? What's wrong? Heavy duty foil. I don't know if that makes a difference, but now we are... Okay, so yes, like we've said, Michael has added trees. Dana has blended, and she's figuring out her next step, I believe. And I'm about to make a ball of foil. And like similar to Michael, I think I'm just going to dab it up. Dab away.
Looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I think the not-so-heavy-duty foil would work better.
Okay.
Just because you can get like a little more crumble
to it. Oh, interesting insight.
But
yeah,
it worked.
That's me dabbing away, dabbing with my ball. Okay. Sexual pun. Not intended. I don't even know what dab with a ball would mean, or a really stiff ball. Oh, I guess I could be sexual.
Is it?
These days, you can make anything.
You can make anything.
Yeah. Doesn't dabbing originate from a marijuana culture?
Oh.
I thought you were the one who told me this. But
I mean,
dabbing...
An actual dab is like... Yeah, it's...
Tell us.
It's a drug reference, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like whenever, instead of smoking, like... the actual like flower marijuana, you smoke like the little crystals that come off of it, and that's what a dab is. You just like heat up the little like, glass and.
If you take anything away from this episode,
like, it's how to dab. Well, I the just proper
think,
way.
I just think it's funny because all these kids are dabbing and stuff.
Well, and I don't know if that's where that name came from. Like, I don't know where the dance move dab came from.
I mean, it's
from.
A Fortnite dance move or something, too? Right?
Yeah, dab Fortnite is like whenever you do the. It's just like a little boop.
Okay, back up. So we were talking about marijuana, but now we're talking about Fortnite.
So all these kids are doing, like, dabbing.
The dab.
The dance.
You don't know that?
I don't know.
Or you, like,
know.
Look into your elbow.
Yeah, you, like...
Yeah. Oh, that that's what it's called. The dab. I didn't know it was called that. Yeah. Okay, I got you. Okay.
But it's been appropriated into kid and game culture, I think.
Not so wait, so what innocent. Came first? The dance move or the marijuana thing?
I'm sure the marijuana.
Yeah, oh, okay. I guess marijuana's been around for a long time. Fortnite, not as long.
Not as long. My fail? Not using enough white.
We got more white. You think you can add more white if you need to? Or would that be a mistake? Because it's like, what if you make it worse?
Yeah.
It's like a risk. It's like we're at the slot machines, you know? Mm-hmm. Should I go one more time? Should I add that more pain?
Is this going to be the winning
winning
slot?
It is. I think the same part of your brain gets activated as like, you're like, should I do it?
I could
this
say will, that.
Yeah, this is what all I need. One more time.
Uh-huh.
I think I used way more paint than he did. This is going to take like 4 months to dry. Nuts.
I feel like you did it the right way. I used like
used
a
enough?
Quarter of, yeah.
Also, I wonder too, like, so I guess when you put that black, those black trees on, it didn't like, I've got so much yellow paint, I feel like it's just going to all mush up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what you mean.
Okay, but it's fine, because I want it to fail. I want it to be bad.
I mean, it might still...
be okay?
Yeah. Might give some texture to the trees. A little bit.
Which I'm okay with. So in a little bit, I'm going to pause, and we're going to do our first and final of the season, of course, my segment on a failure artist, where I like to highlight a failure artist and...
Okay.
Just really bring attention to the people who don't get enough.
You know, we're always worried about people's accomplishments.
I know, exactly. We don't pay enough attention to all the failures. I mean, truly, though, isn't that what people want to hear more about?
Right.
I don't like hearing about other people's accomplishments. Maybe that says something about myself. I guess so.
It's funny, a lot of my family used to go to the Formula One races in Austin.
Uh-huh.
And you could... I just felt like we were the most... Even though we're... I don't know. We would always, like, get so happy whenever people would crash. And it was... I felt bad. Like, we'd be the only ones, like, yelling. Like, oh, yeah! Everyone else would be, like, quiet.
Question, like... Is there any, like, risk of, like, physical harm when they crash?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, if it was something, like, catastrophic, then it's like, yeah, okay, maybe okay. Not laugh.
Uh-huh.
But...
Oh, their car's in flames!
there's some pretty rough ones.
Seeing you in a different light now.
Kind of rethinking some
things. Talk about this later.
No, that sounds like some childhood trauma.
You ever seen people do the pinstriping on cars?
No.
That looks like it would be so tough. And they're always so old. Like, how do they have such steady hands?
Oh, yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. And maybe I haven't.
Where they're, like, custom painting, like, around the headlights and around the... tire rims and like
yeah but it's like super straight. Yeah. Like I heard is it Bentley or Rolls Royce, they have like a full-time guy who just paints stripes.
I'll show you like this
on the Rolls Royce.
Are you ready for this?
That's so crooked.
Okay, Dana's pinstriping right now.
It's a thick pin.
Look how straight that is.
I mean,
it's
gonna
level out.
It's not straight. I've seen worse.
I think another one where, like, hire me, call me.
You could just watch a bunch of videos of people pinstriping and that would be enjoyable.
Oh my gosh, yes. It is It's okay. So cool. Mm. And it's just just one little straight line, but it's just, it's so, I don't know. It's fun to watch.
To make a straight line, I feel like I have to remind myself to, like, go down. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
You can't, like, because if I keep making it straight, it always goes up.
Yeah.
Just always tell myself to, like, keep my wrists go a little bit down.
Do you have some retained reflexes?
Oh, what's that?
Like your primitive reflexes, like that you have as a baby, mm-hmm. as a child, that help us move through the birth canal and learn to crawl and like look at our hand.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they don't either get fully integrated or you override them with your conscious voluntary thought or actions. Sometimes they reemerge after like an injury or an illness.
Okay.
So just, like, think about like when the doctor hits your knee and you have that reflex.
Uh-huh.
So there's different ones, such as when you turn your head and your arm will, one will extend and one will flex.
Yeah.
So maybe like as your head turns, your arm is involuntarily moving.
Well, I was a C-section baby. Sorry. But Mom, you were great.
Sorry, I know you're listening. Fault.
Yeah.
A lot harder than I was expecting.
I know. The video said
yours is turning out pretty cool.
Thank you. Shh. No, it's bad.
No, I'm sorry. It's horrible.
It doesn't take 10 minutes like the video said.
How long did we work on our Bob Ross? Like 6 hours or something?
Oh my gosh.
That was a long time. You know what? This is going to be okay, because I need purple for my reflection. It's all going to be okay.
Can you pass the white purple board?
Sure.
Artie's getting to me a little bit.
Poor Artie.
I'm going to take him outside just to make sure he doesn't go pee or something. I'll be right back. Let me take some pictures. All right, so let's do like a little update. I had to take Artie out for a little pee break. And his friend Walter liked my painting so much. He stepped on it and I see a dog print.
Yeah, there's two nice little dog prints.
Wait, where's the second one? There's this one.
In the net.
Oh, right there.
I said, oh, don't worry. He won't walk on it.
And this is perfect. So my dog before Artie, she also did this as well. She would, like, I'd put my painting on the floor and paint, and she'd just walk all over it. So this is, like, bringing back good memories. I might try to preserve the print a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, tell me an update. How's it going?
It's okay. I mean, I definitely see imperfections. But overall, I'm happy with where it's at right now.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely see the shape, like the horizon and the, I'm getting very raspy. Oh my goodness. I'm sounding like Scarlett Johansson. I don't know why. Yeah, I see like the mountain. Like I definitely see the shapes that were the same in the picture, for sure.
Now I'm just trying to decide my next step. Like, do I leave it? Do I mess with it? Do I just start going with some clouds and the palm trees? I think I'm not, I feel like if I mess with it, I'm gonna make it worse.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So now I'm going to try and tackle some clouds and some palm fronds to frame it.
Okay. All right. Okay, how are the trees going, Michael?
The last update I was supposed to have stopped, and I have not yet.
Okay, so you kept going. Why did you keep going?
There's a lot of white space, quote unquote.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like adding a few more trees could help. I'm now regretting it.
Okay.
But
okay.
That's part of the process.
It's yours. Yeah. Yeah, so the acrylic has already started to dry. So it's actually, I'm pushing away past dry paint now. So something I'm learning, a failure is like, I think you have to do it all really while the paint's really wet.
So how did you get into art? Was it always kind of in your life? Or?
Oh, no. I think I just painted like something for fun one day and I liked it. And then I just kept going.
That's cool.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't even think I'm that artistic, but it is like a skill you have to like exercise. but I guess, and then maybe just like you get positive reinforcement from your parents. I mean, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Right?
I
mean,
I can do anything.
Yeah.
My mom thinks my art is great.
Right, that's pretty much.
This one's gonna go on my mom's face.
Yeah. Okay, this is the part of the episode, only episode this has ever happened, but the part of the episode where I'm gonna highlight a failure artist. So Dana and Michael don't know who I'm gonna talk about, but this is something I'd like to start doing. Is to really celebrate those people who have failed. Cecilia Jimenez, do you guys know?
No, not familiar.
Okay.
Not yet.
We actually work with her. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. So, this is a lady. She is a sweet, I can only assume she's sweet, 80-year-old woman from Spain, who attempted to restore a fresco of Jesus. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I've seen the picture, yes.
Yes.
Aww.
And maybe a lot of you guys out there know who I'm talking about, but I will put a picture up on Instagram. But apparently, the church she went to, they had a picture of Jesus that was faded or whatever, and she said, oh, okay, I'll restore it. And she says she wasn't trying to, like, go behind the priest's back or whatever. He said, cool, whatever. I guess he assumed she was competent. Anyway, it looks really bad. It looks so bad. Originally the painting was called Esse Homo, like, Behold the Man. But then they changed it to Esse Mono, Behold the Monkey, because it does look...
it's quite different from the original.
It is. It's a Mr. Bean situation, if you guys are familiar with that. Have you guys seen the movie?
I know of Mr.
I haven't
Bean.
Seen the movie, but yes, I know who he is. And
yeah, the gist. I think Winslow's mother or whatever, he messed up pretty bad. This lady's not Mr. Bean. But we don't know if she had other things going on. But anyway, so apparently the irony is that it got so much hype on the internet that it increased tourism for that church and that city significantly. So like in that year, this is back in 2012, in that year like 40,000 more people came to visit. And then by 2016, I think... 200,000 visitors.
Oh, wow.
And I think based on the Wikipedia page, that was just to see this really bad painting, which is kind of funny. Like, sometimes people want to see the bad stuff more than the good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then they got donations of at least 50,000 euros that year.
Wow.
Then she actually got some lawyers involved, and I don't know if she sued, but she's like, I'd like to see some of that.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
But she said she was going to donate it to a charity for muscular dystrophy.
No.
So.
Once you describe the actual, case, yeah, I've heard of that one, yeah.
It's... Okay, so let me just show you again, just a reminder of the picture. Here it is. Here's Jesus.
It's not even me.
I know.
I just don't understand, how you see, how the lady... got to that point and was like, you know what? I think I'm done.
I know.
This is
a
job
well
done. Do you
think she had those moments where it was like, should I keep going? Should I stop?
I don't know.
Also, if you see the before, only one side of his face was fading, but she did the whole thing. She just went over his whole face.
the gusto to even think that I can do this.
I know. Yeah. The confidence.
Yeah.
Someday.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. Yeah. Don't worry, priest. I got it.
I used to draw in high school.
I'll be fine. Give me a paintbrush. Let's go.
So. That is... Yeah.
Oh, man. But it did help the church in the end. They got a ton of donations, so...
It was some good.
All part of God's plan.
I know, it really was. I know. You know, he has a sense of humor, too.
Very true.
You know, it's like those, when you have the awkward pictures when you're a kid. Yeah. It's like Jesus's awkward.
Jesus' awkward picture!
Middle school picture.
Oh, it's awkward portrait. Oh, my
Weird smile.
God, like, I'm tired of you looking so ripped and buffed on the crucifix. Like,
for real. You know what? Dana, you're right. There are so many, like, hyped up, real, like, good-looking pictures of Jesus. It's about time we have an unflattering Jesus picture.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
No Photoshop.
Make him look like a normal guy.
Yeah.
Not this ripped bodybuilder on the crucifix.
Yeah. So, Cecilia, I hope you're listening.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you and you putting your failure out there.
Good on you.
Good on you. Good on you. We can only hope that we have the confidence that you have to share our failures as well.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's how you succeed, right? You gotta fail.
gotta fail
to succeed.
Oh, goodness.
Sometimes.
All right. I can't wait to, share. There's a few failure artists, guys, that are really, can't wait. You'll have to wait till next season.
I was wondering if you were going to do, like, historical fails.
Like what?
Like, The Last Supper.
Wait, did that fail?
Yes, because of the medium that he used didn't mix with the stucco, basically, or whatever that it was made on.
Oh.
And so it all peeled off.
Okay, so that gives me an idea, though. I didn't know about that one.
How much do you think you have left, Marissa?
Oh, my God.
Like, are you 50% complete?
Well, it looks like 60, 70, maybe. 60%? You see where the red line is?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Getting there.
Wait, am I pretty behind?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy with that palm tree trunk. Chef kiss.
I mean, it looks good. I don't know if you're being
real. Like it.
Oh, okay. I like that, too.
I can never tell if you're serious.
Zena.
Zena.
I think I'm gonna... Stop touching it.
Are you done?
I think I'm done.
Ooh.
I'm going to take a step back and look.
I think it looks good.
I like your trees a ton.
Yeah.
Thanks.
They look really good.
This one does feel a little random. Like, where's he going? Where's the rest of his tree?
And he comes from the unknown over here.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do you, girl.
Yeah. Okay, Dana's at a crossroads. Do we walk away? You want a tequila shot?
Yeah. You're right. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That will just help you know what to do.
I need some liquid courage.
Yes.
Oh, you're not taking one with me?
No. I've got my courage, and I'm close to just stupidity. Yeah.
I'm by myself. That's fine.
Do you need some help?
Yes, Michael.
Ooh, pour me one. Well,
you can get... There's another glass over there. So, Jay Lee put some white dots on, but I don't know why, and then they just look speckled for no... I hope it incorporates later, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some interesting tactics here.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a hard guy to figure out.
He is. What a hard guy to read.
I'm kind of digging how mine's turning out.
I like the red against the gray. Is your heart speaking to you at all?
I'm going for another one.
Sorry, she's brave. And then she persisted? What's the phrase? Oh. Then she had courage, or what was it?
She believed she could, or what?
Yeah, she believed she could, and so she did, or something. And that's Dana.
Okay, Marissa, describe your technique right now.
It's wipe and dab.
Okay.
Like the marijuana. So right now I wipe my ball a little bit and then I dab. And then I just try to follow, like, Jay Lee. Like, I'm like, where is he dabbing? Where he's dabbing, I'm going to be dabbing, sort of. But it's just, he's just kind of dabbing everywhere. I bet Jay Lee is kind of an intuitive guy, but how do I follow someone else's intuition?
I know.
I don't know.
You can't.
You can't.
He's not a verbal person. He's not.
I know. Like, say something. I mean, he's not a Bob Ross.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put little leaves wherever. Like, it's like a fall day, so they're falling. They're falling. You see? They're falling down. They're all falling down. All the leaves are falling. Okay, let me cover up that yellow streak right there. Sometimes you can just... Look, I'm covering up my mistakes with my dab.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm done.
I do. Actually, I think adding that second leaf was a good idea.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for the support and the encouragement.
Uh-huh.
When I lose this because my stuff is too good, I only have you to thank.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That is our competition. Yeah.
I'm going to lose so hard.
I know. Actually, I didn't even think about how we were going to determine the loser. Like, do we vote on it? Does somebody volunteer as tribute? Somebody. How do we do it?
I'm happy with this.
Yeah.
Just don't look at the clouds very much, and it's fine.
I think I always those thin brush strokes really, like, freak me out. Maybe I do have a reflex problem, Dana. Do you want to
Sure. Yeah, let me do some evaluation on you here.
Yeah. But when I was a kid, I don't know why, but, like, at the elementary school, like, for part, I don't know if it was the president's test or whatever, but we had to, like, walk in a straight line on a yellow circle, and I couldn't. I'm on the yellow circle. On the yellow parking line or whatever.
Yeah. Huh.
And I couldn't. And they thought I was messing around, and I was like, no.
I'm trying my best.
I'm serious, y'all.
I'm just drunk.
I'm only nine, but I'm drunk.
What is that? Is that a thing?
I mean, that was, what, 20 years ago? Oh, it could be, like, a vestibular miscalibration. Could be just, like, your body awareness. Could be your reflex. Could be, I don't know, do you have a leg length discrepancy where one is, like,
sometimes one of my feet drag a little bit while I'm walking. So that could be something. I'm going to go back and find those t-shirts and tell them they made fun of a disabled child.
They had a disabled. You ruined me.
Yeah. I probably would have picked you up for therapy, so.
Yes. Aw. I know, but... Isn't it fun? I grew up in a small town. I feel like I don't remember there being a lot of therapists in the schools.
I didn't know about occupational therapy growing up.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Indiana.
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne. Nice. You've heard of it.
I know of it.
You do you really? A Fort Wayne?
Well, I mean,
Indiana?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of Indiana.
Okay, I know of this.
I know it exists.
Okay.
I know it's a city. I'm not good at making a horizon. Like, you can't tell where the little trail ends.
Oh, the trail.
I need to make it, like, a little more of a solid...
You know what's good, though, is your reflection. Like, it looks, like, rainy.
Yeah?
It does look rainy.
That's what I was trying to go. A little melty kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... I'm happy with it for the most part.
But could you do more?
I think so.
Okay. How could you add the trail? Could you just draw little, like, lines?
Yeah.
Maybe you should reference the picture again. Oh, you're looking at it right now. Okay.
Were you supposed to have done it earlier?
What?
The trail? Before the people?
Not really. I mean, I'm not following his
clearly
steps. Yeah.
I'm reminded of this line from Forrest Gump where he's running and he's like, you don't know where the water stopped and the sky began or something. Do you guys know which one I'm talking about? He's like, or no, not, he, I don't know if he was running, but he is.
Is that where he's in Vietnam?
Maybe he's in Vietnam.
The rain.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you don't know where, or he's telling Jenny about stuff and he's like, you don't know where the sky kind of butchering. Do you guys know which line I'm talking about?
I remember what she's talking about, where like it's raining like upside down because it's raining so hard it's like splashing up on her.
Right. I guess he said something where you don't know where the land stopped or the sky began, and I feel like that's like where I'm
being. Yeah, I'm there with you.
You know.
So how much?
I'm gonna use some Q-tips.
How much do your neighbors love you?
Oh, I forgot about them.
Did you know, like, you got solid floors.
I would hope it doesn't travel, but I mean, like, there's a bathroom, so.
That's true.
He's really very separation anxiety-y.
He's a baby.
Yeah, he's a baby, and I guess, I don't know if, like, being a rescue and all that stuff. Or, it's not like,
actually, how old is he?
It's like 8 months.
Oh, yeah.
He's a baby.
How
they learn.
Yeah.
Oh, so you added contrast by making a darker purple.
Yes, yeah. I was trying to add some more depth.
That looks good.
To it.
Yeah. I like that.
So yeah, there's more of a... Mm-hmm. So now you can see where the sky began and the mountains started, for sure.
And maybe give some depth to the mountains themselves, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever really this is.
Depth or whatever.
I don't know art. I don't care about it.
It does look like parts of my painting look a little bit like this was found in a fire.
It's got that antique vibe.
Yeah, and it's got like, it's just like black and red, which are like burn colors, and it looks, it's got.
You're going through your yellow period, blue period, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, my burn. Yeah, the Picasso's blue period. Okay,
for reals, I'm not touching it anymore.
Dana, stop.
Stop.
Touch it a few more times.
My mom would hang this in her house.
There you go.
Where in the house, though? Yeah.
Upside down.
In the basement.
That's a good point, yeah.
Mine's going on the fridge. I know that.
I feel like I missed out, though. I didn't get any dabbing or...
It is fun.
It does add a layer of imprecision to the page. You just dab away.
It's much more textured and abstract.
Yeah. I think, I kind of want therapy, but I was... Because I think that's why I like impressionistic works, because it's hard to be straight, you know? Fine. It's too late.
I don't think you need therapy.
Oh, okay.
I really want it.
But I want it.
By all means, I'm not. Please, if you want therapy, please go get therapy.
Are you sure I don't need it?
Are there like occupational therapists for like adults who just like.
Who just
feel
want,
a little weird? Like,
just want therapy.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to do one more thing, which is the path. I don't know how we just kind of... I miss that. I think I missed it.
I'm not... Yeah.
How we did it. Jay Lee! Jay Lee.
I need a one-on-one conversation with you, my man. Talk to me. So what made you pull the trigger and start a podcast?
I don't know. Existential fear from 2020. Yeah. If not now, when?
Uh-huh.
Don't know what's gonna happen.
When's the end? I've always wanted to try something like that. Like,
yeah.
Me and Dana have always talked about it. Me and my buddy, like, just granted, it wouldn't be for everybody, but like, some of the conversations we have are just so out there. And, like,
yeah.
Someone would love to hear.
Someone would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
That's what I wonder if some... I know who some of the someones are, but other someones, I'm like, who are you?
Right?
Who's listening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get, like, notifications and stuff that... Or, like statistics that tell you who's watching? Or
sort of. So, I use the app I use. It gets most of its data from Spotify. However... Spotify accounts for like 9% of my listenership.
Okay.
I think most of it does come from like iHeartRadio, Pandora types that just like randomly
kind of pops up.
Yeah, okay. But demographic wise, female most of the time. There are some males, but it's mostly female. 28 to 34, which makes sense. That's a kind of our age group, and then 22 to 29. So. Okay. Old and nobody under 18. Nobody under 18 is listening. But again, this data is like through Spotify, and that doesn't like is not super representation of who's listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then what I don't know is like how long people listen before they stop listening.
Right.
So it doesn't, I don't know if I want to know. Yeah. At what point do they drop off and say no?
Yeah. I've had enough. Because that's the thing, too. I mean, you want to make content that people are interested in. It can be tough.
It is. And that's kind of, so I'm doing this for fun now. But yeah, if I were to do this for money, then I'd have to worry about, like, what do the listeners want to hear?
I think, I don't want to mess with it anymore. Like, I'm scared.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think anything further would just...
All right, are we ready for wrap up, guys, and determine our biggest fail?
I think so.
Let's do it.
All right.
I think I'm ready.
All right, we are here for wrap up and to discuss who has failed the most. So, I'll start with my personal thoughts. Dana, I really like your leaves. I think, I don't know if it'll be between Michael and I. Let's hold it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
you know what? I'll take it. I'll take biggest fail.
I really like both of them.
They both have their really pros and cons.
Yeah, it's really hard to decide.
Oh, we have a tie for fail!
I don't like this like part right there. What did you do there?
Nothing.
Okay.
a lot of nothing.
They're going on to a different dimension where there's no
Marissa, let me
physical
hold,
space.
Let me hold yours up so you can see what it looks
from a distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Compared.
Because I think it turns out way better than you think.
It's definitely a painting you gotta like step away from. Be farther away. It's better. I mean, I can definitely see all the flaws. It's a little too textured for me.
I was about to say, I think the texture really works well. Yeah,
you think
with
so?
The leaves and
okay,
I think it works. Too. I like the way it looks with the texture.
It makes it kind of that surreally. Yeah.
It's, yes, it is surreal. Is this reality? Is this real? All right.
But Michael's people are really good.
Michael's people, and I like the reflection.
My trees and my horizon are definitely my biggest fail. Like. Mm-hmm. I think I wanted to add too many trees. I didn't know. I'm not good at making horizons, so. But I still like it.
Okay.
You live and you learn.
All right, so who is gonna take it? Who's gonna take it? Should we flip for it? Or should we volunteer as tribute?
I can volunteer.
You'll volunteer?
I'll volunteer.
I'm the host, I shouldn't let you volunteer. No.
You have to win, we can't
Oh, yeah, I volunteer to win.
You volunteer to win!
I volunteer to win.
All right.
I forgot that we're...
You're just the worst, so you win.
You win. Michael is our biggest failure. Let's give him a round of applause!
Thank you.
Yes!
Thank you.
Which means he learned the most, he grew the most.
There was a lot of growth here.
Yeah.
A lot of growth.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the journey the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's all round robin and discuss kind of our what we learned... and what we liked. So I've been talking a bunch. So Dana, let's start with you.
I like my painting.
Okay.
My colors, actually, I was really nervous because I didn't have the right colors, but they turned out really well. Yeah, I did set it a little too low, but again, I think it worked out all right. Clouds turned out okay.
You set the mountains too low? Is that what you said?
Yeah, my horizon is too low. I don't have enough, rest of the water down here.
Okay.
There's a lot of sky.
Very sky heavy.
It looks good, though.
Yeah.
The way the blue and the green kind of blend, I really like that.
I think my application and, blending could have been a little better, too. The clouds are okay.
Yeah, overall, I'm okay with it. I'm gonna hang it up.
Nice. So. Very good. Perfect. And again, I've said it before, big fan of the leaves.
Adding that second one was a good call. That really made this one not just like a random weird floating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It anchored it a little bit.
Thank you, tequila.
Yep.
Gave us the strength.
Pulling me through one more time. Yes.
Through again.
I am kind of jealous that I didn't do like a dabby abstracty. Mine's too crisp.
Oh, okay. Too crisp.
I hate that problem.
Yeah. I know. I can't even relate to what that would be like to be too crisp.
My hands are too steady.
They're too steady. Yeah. Dana has steady hands.
That's it, I guess.
Okay. What about you, Michael?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the trees, I had a little trouble, I guess with the technique and stuff, but I don't know, as a whole, I liked it. Like I keep saying, I like that, I don't want to say how simple it was, because it wasn't that simple, but you know, you use black, white, red, very little red. I like that contrast and everything. So, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. Thank you. You don't just have to say that, but thank you.
I like doing that stuff.
Oh yeah. So, I feel like, I really liked it too. It maybe worked out a little bit better than I thought. Like I said, I don't know why certain dots have to be in certain ways when you're applying the paint, because it all just gets mushed together. I guess, well, a dog did step on my painting, but that was inevitable. That was inevitable. So if I were to do it differently,
not let Walt have the most right here,
maybe, yeah, to keep the dog from stepping on the paint. Maybe I went a little crazy with the dabs. I just kind of dabbed everywhere. And I think I used a little too much paint, but you guys said you like the texture.
I do. I think I like the way it looks.
It's going to take forever to dry, but that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. So, all right. Well, any final thought?
I look forward to season 2.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Thank you guys for joining me on my finale.
Thank you so much for having us.
This was so much fun. So, guys, stay tuned. There will be more Failure Art Party. Look at Failure Art Party on Instagram, Failure Art Party on Facebook to see all the pictures. Who knows? Maybe I'll get like a Twitter or whatever. What else is there? A Snapchat? A TikTok?
WhatsApp?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you. Stay safe, America. And good night.
Bye.
Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. And at the next one, she'll have another failure.